Hey, you guys, if you are a fan of the pod and want to support us, you can give us 5 stars on iTunes or Spotify.
If you're listening on Google Podcasts or something like that, please consider not being a loser. Thanks and enjoy this episode.
I'm fostering cats, as we like briefly mentioned in the last episode, and I forgot how little they care about you. They would allow a bear to come in my home and eat me right in
They
front
would
of them. They'd
eat you.
probably just sit there.
They would eat you if you died. Do cats do that, or is that just like a myth?
I feel like dogs or cats, if they had nothing else to eat and you
We'll
were dead,
see.
would eat you.
No, because dogs are like, oh, I guess, yeah, if they had nothing else.
Same with cats, probably,
Same with
but
people, ultimately, and we
yeah,
know
ever heard of the Donner Party?
Mystic
balls.
balls.
Mystic
balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Hi, Nicole.
Okay, on the count of three.
Oh.
On the count of three, we're gonna name a woman and we're gonna try to name the same woman.
Okay.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Anna Delvey.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh.
So
Okay.
close.
Wait, do it again.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Laura
Elizabeth
Ingalls
Holmes.
Wilder.
Oh. Okay, wait. Again.
Okay. One, two, three.
The green
Doja
M&M.
Cat. I mean,
That's kind of a woman. She has, do you think she has an M and Mussy?
she has a chakussy.
A chakussi? Do
A
you think she has a
chakussy?
candy-coated pussy?
Maybe.
Chocolate pussy?
Oh man, remember when that was like the scandal of the year? Did they
Yeah.
make her less sexy or more sexy?
They
They made
made
her
her
less.
less sexy, yeah.
Wow,
They
that's
like,
actually a tragedy.
lowered her
They
heel
gave her
height.
booties. Oh.
I don't know. Well, they gave the brown M&M got sneakers instead of
Oh.
heels, I think, as
Oh.
well. And everyone was really upset about it.
The deossification of M&Ms.
Yeah, they got deossified, which was really a bummer. But it got to a point where it was like, why is this making so many headlines? Like, people are dying, Kim. No. Whatever. Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
Me either.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
No, I just have been like cooped up in my room. I've been watching some Bridgerton. I've been, what else? Watching The
Oh, I
Dropout.
haven't finished The Dropout yet.
Oh
I
my
don't know.
God.
Yeah, I just felt like the Grammys just feel like so fake to me. Like the weirdest people win. And then like artists that have been around for like a decade get nominated for Best New Artist. It's just like all really weird.
It's so weird. I mean, I like don't listen to new music anyway, so
Yeah, you only listen to Taylor Swift. I mean, she was
exclusively
nominated. I
for
think Evermore was
Fearless.
nominated for
No, Evermore was not nominated at all for any, or was it?
think
I,
it was
it didn't
nominated
win
for
at
best.
least.
No, I mean, no, it didn't win.
Hot take. Okay, you guys. Evermore is her second best album.
What's the first?
Probably
God
Reputation.
damn it. I was worried you were going to say that. Reputation's
I
so
feared you were gonna say
bad.
that. No, it's not.
It's really bad.
No,
I
it's
think it's her
literally
worst
not.
album.
No, it's literally not. And you're like, it's so ahead of its time that you haven't even
No, it's
caught up to
not.
how, yes, it is.
How so?
The lyrics, the beat. Oh my God, it literally
Keep
gives me
going.
chills.
Keep
It gives
going.
me chills. It's like my most listened to album every year. Whatever.
Whatever, we can agree to disagree on that. You know what's crazy is Louis C.K. won
Oh
for best
yeah.
comedy album.
I heard about that.
Oh my God, last night I went to this comedy thing and this guy got on stage and he started to un zip his pants.
No way.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm about to get Louis CK'd. Like, this is my Me Too moment that I've been waiting for, that I've been preparing for.
Yeah.
And it was just like a bit. He like pulled out like a mic condom and put it on, but he like pulled it out of his crotch area.
Did he get some laughs?
From guys, yeah.
Yeah. Women were like, oh my God.
Funny. I was like getting ready to like.
You're literally like triggering people's PTSD.
Yeah. I was like getting ready to take the safety off of my pepper spray.
Yeah. 100%. No, like that's not a safe joke. Oh my God.
No. And I was like very, it was a very small venue.
Super intimate.
It was like right up front. And I was like, oh my God, this is. Here it is.
Can you imagine he just like splooges on your face during his set?
Cole, how old are you? 12. What if he came on you?
Well, that was obviously the joke he was making.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he would flash me to completion.
Oh, I mean, feels like if you're gonna just go for the like, you might as well, you know.
Give it a jiggle.
Follow through. Follow through with the bit. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. It was very. What even brought that up? Oh, Louis C.K.
Yeah, that's tough.
That was tough. Also, he was up against Nate Bargatze.
Oh my God, Nate Bargatze makes me scream laugh. He's like
the funniest comic of all time.
Literally,
like of the past like couple years, I feel like.
Oh my God, it surpassed, I think, John Mulaney for me. I can just watch his specials over and over again and be crying laughing to where I like can't breathe. I'm like clutching my chest.
Justice for Nate. He should have won that damn Grammy.
Also, Louis C.K., like, you know, allegations aside, he's just not that funny.
You can't even make the argument of like, oh, separate the art from the artist, because like the art sucks.
The art literally sucks.
And so does the artist. So like, why don't we just throw the whole man away?
I agree. I don't think he's funny. I think he's a whack face.
Is that material? But like, yeah, he is fucking ugly. He's a big uggo and a loser. And Nate Bargatze can have this puss any day. Sorry to say.
Oh my God. He's like literally so funny. His delivery and everything. I just sometimes I'll be like driving in the car and I'll think of one of his jokes and just start laughing out loud.
The dead horse one that really.
The dead horse one gets me.
Oh, we were talking about this, the coffee one.
Yeah.
Coffee with cream. If you guys have it, you guys better just turn us off and go watch that. It's going to be way funnier anyway.
Watch any of Nate Bargatze's specials. I think they're all on Netflix. You will be peeing your pants laughing.
It's so good. But yeah, Louis C.K. one, which sucked. The Grammys everyone looked like a damn clown.
Yeah,
so bad. That's the only part I really cared about, and I was like, wow, this is hard to look at.
Yeah, Hailey Baldwin Bieber was there. Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
I just slammed the car door on her this time around.
Well, I thought her dress looked really ugly, like actually so ugly.
She just like put on a pillowcase and was like, I've
never seen her look worse.
I didn't think it was like particularly heinous. I just thought it was kind of boring.
I just think to wear an outfit, okay, when you weigh 105 pounds, to put on an outfit that's unflattering is like a near impossible task. And she sure did it. She sure did it.
That's a really good point. Her and Justin both looked whack as hell. Doja Cat, sorry, looked bad.
Her hair looked bad. Her hair looked bad. Her hair looked bad. Her outfit looked bomb.
Her hair looked, it was giving like Effie Trinket.
Okay, yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, all events like this are, but her hair especially. I thought Olivia Rodrigo looked good.
I don't know. I don't like her stylist. I think all of her outfits are like so weird and like,
they're very moody. Like 90s pop punk, which
why is she so pop punk?
Because that's her thing. I don't know.
I know, but she's so beautiful. Like, put that girl in a ball gown.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's actually insane because I feel like I'm switching gears here pretty hard. I've been watching Bridgerton.
Okay.
And I feel like
we have a segue for that. They won the unofficial like TikTok album. They won a Grammy, which is pretty crazy.
Those women that won the Bridgerton thing, well, one of the girlies is like a singer songwriter, but the other girlie is like this incredible pianist. Mm-hmm. And she can like listen, she'll just like make something in her head and like play it, or she can listen to like half of a song and then just start playing the rest of it. It's like crazy.
Damn.
I'll have to send you some of her TikToks, but she's a talent, and also she represents like a really small percentage of female like direct orchestra directors, which is cool. But anyway. What's the word I'm looking for?
No, I think that's right. I was okay. I don't know. I was searching. I think that's probably right.
Orchestra director,
conductor.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, director's
not. Wait, is that right?
Yeah, conductor.
So you can either be a train conductor or a
orchestra conductor.
All right, whatever. This isn't our lane. Anyway, locomotives or classical.
Or music. But Bridgerton makes me like, oh my God, I love the outfits. I love the music. I love the plot. It makes me literally like so
horny.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, they did it so good in like whatever time period this is, where it's just like everything's forbidden and you can't like be in the same room. So even sharing, you know, a stolen glance is like, oh my God, like my hands are trembling.
Let me tell you about a little woman named Jane Austen.
I haven't really read any Jane Austen. Should I get into it?
She's the blueprint, like Bridgerton wishes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like the Keira Knightley Pride and Prejudice?
Yes.
Have you seen Emma with Gwyneth or Anya Taylor-Joy?
No.
Have you seen Sense and Sensibility?
Yes. Yes, I know that they're all like,
like, I mean, that's just what I like grew up reading and watching, because my older sister and older siblings decide what you who you are, was really into that. And so I just like grew up reading all that shit. And now like, sorry, nothing gets me hornier than a man in a white blouse.
Oh my gosh.
And like people like nothing like physical, like just like touching hands or like stealing a glance, like I want to throw up.
No, literally,
I'm like so glad they did that for season two, because like season one was soft porn, which is fine, but there's something hotter about like the yearning. I don't know,
totally.
Maybe I'm and just let an me
I think you need to watch, because you haven't seen season two, right?
I have literally watched the first episode. I'm just starting.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Between her and Jonathan Bailey, like, fuck me.
Oh, and it's so funny because it's all so tame, but at the same time, it's like the most erotic thing that could possibly be on TV. And it's crazy that men write these insane, like, take Euphoria, for example. There's like these insane topless women doing sex scenes, and it's like very erotic, but like, it's not really. But then you see Bridgerton and you're like, they touch hands and you're like, oh my God,
I wonder if that's like a male gaze, female gaze thing, because, and I mean, this is kind of reductive and gendered, but like, I sound like such a boomer being like, women are more emotional and men are more physical. But like, I think we are socialized, like men are socialized to like see tits and be like bricked up, you know, but women are more socialized to like, you know, you see like the slow burn or
and that's exactly
storyline. And it is like that. It's so much better than like, honestly, watching sex scenes in Euphoria makes me feel kind of gross, probably because half of them are like abusive in some way. But also just because it's so graphic. I don't know. There's something to be left to the imagination. Yeah. And I sound like I'm a billion years old. And
no, you don't. Where I'm at, I think that there's a market for both. And that's sort of my like issue with it. And something that's been open to me via Bridgerton is just like, damn, there really be no representation of the female gaze. Like there's not a lot of that, like Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice, you know, Bridgerton, like slow burn sort of things. Okay. Outlander, obviously we're fans. But yeah, I think that all just comes down to the fact that there's not like female directors. And it's crazy when you think about it, because women are such a force to be reckoned with. Like think of fucking One Direction.
Oh,
like we
just said such different things.
What'd you say?
I said Sofia Coppola and you said One Direction.
think One Direction. Like literally they could sell One Direction like cereal and it would go out of stock. Like we would do anything to keep promoting them, and we were obsessed. And so for me, we were literally obsessed. And so for me, it's like if you just made some like other Bridgerton shows, like where it's like that sort of like female gaze, sexy, slow burn, like horny girl vibes, it would make so much money. Get the female directors a fucking contract.
I know it's really stupid because, and it sucks that we have to frame it in terms of like economics and like capital, but women are 50% of the population and 50% of the buying power, because we have less money, but like we do comprise a good percent of buying power. And the fact that that's discredited and you have to make the financial appeal for like equality in film and directing and the arts and all of that is really irritating, but it is a strong argument where it's like, look at the success of something like Bridgerton.
Yeah.
And it even probably like, will, you know, it's going to be mirrored and it's going to, you know, every act of like representation brings, or of successful, like monetary, or monetarily successful representation does bring more and more, because people just learn to go where the money is. But it's like, that's so slow moving.
I mean, people learn to go where the money is, but almost like it's like overrided by like literal like sexism. Like they're like,
oh yeah,
well, you know, whereas Bridgerton, maybe there's like, you know, a 70% female audience versus something like Euphoria, which is maybe more 50-50. Even that, it's like, why is that? Easily any of those scenes could have been a slow burn and like it would have been equally as appealing.
Yeah, I mean, Euphoria's whole thing is, and there should be room for both, but obviously I think that there's so much more of the like graphic and overtly very sexual and not super emotional love, because there's just more, yeah, like more male directors and male producers. But I mean, yeah, it's really interesting also like seeing Southeast Asian women talk about like how, because I grew up watching, you know, Jane Austen movies and adaptations, and obviously everyone in them is white, because they were like, that's historical, like it was in England and Regency, blah blah blah. But and I like never really understood that, how inaccessible that would feel to other like women of color. And even I watched like an interview with the actress who plays Kate, and how she was saying like she just never was into period dramas because, or like
she didn't have European any representation.
She was like, I just never even thought to watch them.
Yeah, I saw TikTok, and like this literally, it's as easy as this, and it totally went above my head. But there's a scene where Kate is like, her and her sister are like in their bedroom, and she's like putting coconut oil in her hair, which I guess is like very like cultural. And I saw a TikTok where this woman was just like, I literally like did that with my mom, and like I'm about to cry because I've never ever seen that in anything on TV or movies or anything ever. And it's like, wow, that's insane. Yeah. That people with like different hair textures or anything like that, like that's just not addressed at all.
It literally makes it, and it makes me feel like the whitest white to ever white, that I'm 24 years old, like I'm hearing. And I obviously like I'm aware of like lack of representation and stuff, but like you hear things like that and I'm like, damn, I have never even had reason
to
think about that shit.
Totally.
Like, I've seen plenty of PB&Js being made on TV my entire life. Like, it's never going to be like a special moment that that part of my culture is like,
yeah,
you know, whatever. So
yeah.
Well, this makes me really excited to finish the season.
You have to.
I feel so behind. I swear it came out like a week and a half ago and everyone's already watched it. People watched it in like a day.
Yeah,
like, I'm have a job.
No, I know. I think it was definitely more than a week and a half, right? Maybe not. I'm only like six episodes in.
Okay, March 25th.
Okay, so recently.
That's so recent, and I literally I feel like it came out a year ago. Like, sorry, I have other shows I need to watch.
Yeah, well, that's why
Housewives of Atlanta takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah, totally. Well, it makes me sort of like really enjoy things like The Dropout, which have came out in, you know, week to week. Like, now I'm like shaking in my boots for the seventh episode. Oh my god, like, what do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know. I think she's gonna get away with it.
You think?
Yeah, probs. Yeah, I honestly prefer when things come out week by week. It makes it more fun and less stressful, because people are always going to be way faster than you, and then you're like constantly trying to not get a spoiler.
People will literally be like, you know, I just wanted to watch an episode and then I stayed up till 2 a.m. That's never happened to me.
Seek help.
Yeah. I literally am like falling asleep and being like, I have to finish this episode, and it's like 9:45.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. Once it's even like close to midnight, I'm done.
Oh my god, I am full. The latest I can stay up anymore is like 11.
Do you sleep in though? Well, Goose gets you up early. I sleep in till like 8, so I'll stay up late.
Oh yeah, I guess my dog. I mean, like, I know I used to be. Remember, I was thinking back to our earlier podcast where we would be like, oh my god, I woke up early to work out, or I woke up early to read. I literally would set an alarm to wake up to read a book. And now I like am sleeping until 5 minutes before I have to log on to my computer.
You're so much better then, but also much sicker, I think. Should we get into it? Yeah, this is the last ep before the finale.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you okay? I thought that this episode was the finale. I don't remember what happens after this, because this is like insane.
No, literally, I was like, that's everything. Like, what are we waiting on? Like, I feel like so much happens.
I guess Damon's werewolf fight,
like, oh yeah, yours, you know? Well, it I just hope they like wrap everything up in a pretty little bow, because I just have a lot of like questions still.
I am scared because I don't remember. I literally thought that this was the finale, and so I'm like, fuck, like what, because they pretty much leave every season on a big ass cliffhanger.
So true. The episode, okay, 2.21, it's called The Sun Also Rises. So the episode just jumps right the fuck in.
It really does.
As we remember, we left Caroline and Matt being chased by Tyler the werewolf. They're hiding and Matt has a gun. That is a really trigger happy.
I know, he's such a hero in the last episode, and then he gets excited and just wants to like really be firing off.
He just is always like click click clicking his gun. He's like like always.
I mean, to be fair, I would do that too if I had a gun to play with. I'd be cocking that thing left and right.
So they're in this like whatever, they're in the cage.
They're in a miscellaneous cave of which there are many
and Matt shoots Tyler so that they can escape, and Caroline's like not really impressed with that, but whatever. It's very obvious that she likes Tyler. I don't think she realizes it yet, but she like for sure does.
She literally is paying like more, is like caring more about Tyler in his werewolf form than Matt.
I know. She's literally risking her life. And Matt's like, he's
Tyler,
literally,
it's okay.
She's like, Tyler, it's me, Caroline.
He's
like,
a wolf
what?
Right now. He's feral. Like, he can't hear you.
Oh my God.
Bitch. But yeah, so they escape. Elena, if you recall, just found out that Jenna's been turned into a vampire.
Yeah.
And so Jenna's freaking out. She like wakes up. She's like, I don't remember anything. Like, he fed me his blood, blah, blah, blah. Elena's like, okay, like it's gonna be okay. We're at the quarry. What?
She's like, no, we're at the quarry.
This town okay? has everything. Old slave chambers and a quarry.
I didn't
what
even
are they mining?
Also, it did not what? Look like a quarry. It was like a lakefront, like beach.
It was literally just like by a lake. Have you ever seen a quarry before? Like cut like deep into a mountain.
Yeah, there's not a mountain in Virginia.
I think there are mountains in
Virginia. Oh,
are there?
There obviously are mountains in Virginia, but like,
but not here.
Not here.
So you know, whatever. But yeah, Jenna's.
She's transitioning.
Well, and.
Well, she just keeps being like, "Oh my god!" Like I. What does she say? She's like, "My." I
feel weird, but I also don't want to feel at all. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
Elena's
yeah,
being
yeah.
so fucking patronizing and is like, it's okay, like your emotions are heightened because you've been turned into a vampire, blah blah blah. Like,
yeah,
get the fuck up, Elena. This is all your fault. This never yeah. should happen to Jenna.
No.
And Greta, the witch that's working for Klaus, keeps talking about the new order and how Klaus is like the leader. Also, first of all, Greta is one creepy bitch.
Yeah, she is.
Second of all, isn't the new order, you know, all the conspiracies about the Denver airport?
Yeah.
Isn't the new order what is written on that weird plaque? It's like commissioned by the new world or oh, it's the new world order. And that's why people think it's like Illuminati, because that's not an actual like thing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of reasons why people think DIA is part of the Illuminati. I can't even get into it right now because
that's like literally an entirely different podcast episode.
I like truly am obsessed with it. Like, it's just crazy. And I listen, like, I obviously am very prone to believing conspiracies, but this one like is legit. I swear to God.
Oh my God. I believe every single one of the theories, even the ones that like conflict with each other.
I believe every They're theory anyone says. I watched one TikTok and I'm like, wow, I guess I didn't realize Rihanna was an alien.
Yeah, and birds aren't real.
Yeah, birds literally aren't real. That's crazy. I'm like, we are in a simulation.
Wait, did you know that the birds aren't real conspiracy theory is a joke? It's like comedians trying to like, they show up at rallies against like abortion clinics and stuff to like discredit certain like political groups.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. I didn't know that. And obviously I know that birds are real. But also like, I don't know, they're like kind of crazy.
Like, are they real?
Like, why do they always be landing on power lines? You know, riddle me that.
Because they're charging.
Exactly. All I'm saying is birds just be staring like a little too long sometimes too. Like, they're gathering info for sure.
For sure. I love that you just said, I mean, obviously I know that birds are real. But
riddle me. I just have questions. Like, I just have questions.
But I have
just
some questions.
I'm just curious.
Why are they dropping their feathers everywhere?
Oh.
Like sort of like marker? Like they're dropping a fin?
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. They drop a feather. Drop a feather, girl.
They're like, send your ETA, drop a feather. Anyways,
So
Greta's talking about the new world order and how Klaus is gonna like change everything by having kids. I mean, having kids really does change everything, I hear.
That's what they say. That is what they say. And she completes Jenna's transition by feeding Jenna her blood, her wrist blood.
Yeah.
She slices her wrist and force feeds Jenna, which is disgusting. We can all agree.
I hate seeing Jenna like this. It's so wrong.
Don't even get me started, girl. I'm like finna cry.
I know. I'm so sorry for this episode.
No, you didn't prepare me. You didn't prepare me at all. And I literally like was like, I can't continue on. But anyway, we'll get there. So Stefan, Alaric, and Elijah, they're all going to meet Bonnie so that they can do their little plan. They have this plan which keeps changing, but they swear to God it's gonna work.
It's the worst plan ever.
It's literally there's like horrible seven different
plans at once. They're like, don't worry about it, we're gonna kill Klaus. But a little wrench has been thrown into their plan, and that's obviously that Jenna is now gonna die and has been turned into a vampire.
Yeah. Okay, so when Alaric, Stefan, and Elijah get to Jeremy / Bonnie, which, where are they? Are they in like a safety house? Like, what, where are they? Oh,
yeah. I remember Bonnie faked her own death. So I guess she's just like been holed up there with her, what was it, her AT&T like little tablet.
You're so right.
Those with Jeremy.
Yeah. Really cute. In a candlelit room. Kind of romantic.
Romantic.
But this is where Alaric and Jeremy all find out that Jenna's a vampire. So this is kind of pretty tough news to take. Everyone is feeling distraught.
Everyone's pretty bummed out. Yeah.
Pretty bummed.
Really ruins the vibes of their AT&T tablet.
Netflix, their Netflix and party. Chill. Yeah.
So yeah, Stefan says that he's gonna ask Klaus if he can take Jenna's place.
That's so heroic of him.
Also, like, he's lived long enough. Like, who cares, you know?
I know.
Like, it is very heroic though. But he talks to Elijah and he's like, this is what I'm gonna do. Like, I just wanna make sure one last time that we can trust you, because like this whole plan is riding on you like being trustworthy and honest with us. And Elijah's like, no, yeah, for sure. And
he's like, no, dude, for sure.
And Stefan's like, listen, Klaus is your brother, and there's been a million times when I've wanted to kill Damon, but I never actually can get myself to do it. So like, game respect game, like, it's okay if you can't follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah's like, well, what you don't know, babe, is that I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and Klaus killed all of them and buried them all under the ocean or whatever.
Like, so
why did they make it?
Like, yeah, he was like, so they wouldn't be found. And I was like, wait, why is that a factor?
But anyway, logistics, like, how did he get to the bottom of the ocean?
I think he just like dumped them in the ocean, maybe like tied rocks to their ankles or something.
Okay, well, they're sleeping with the fishies.
Sleeping with the fishes.
I don't know. And then Elijah's like, I want revenge, and like he killed so many of my brothers and sissies, and like that makes me really sad. So yeah, I won't back down.
Yeah. I won't back down.
What's that from?
I don't know. It felt like a High School Musical thing. Like a
Disney Channel original movie or something.
Right.
Wait, what?
Let us know in the comments. I can't remember.
Wait, what? Do you remember when in High School Musical 3 when Zac Efron is like, all the walls are like turning and he's like sliding down the walls?
Yeah.
And what is he singing?
I don't know.
Okay, wait, keep going. No, I just
keep thinking of the one where he's like, I'm feeling so wrong. My head's in the game.
That's HSM1.
I know, it's such a classic.
Well, wait, but he's talking about, he's like,
the one where he's on the golf course where he splashes the water.
No, that's HSM2, Nicole.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
That's bet on it, bet on it.
Oh,
he gets
yeah.
a really solid, like, angry teen boy song in every film.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Scream. Sometimes I wanna scream. I don't know where to go. It's because he's having the really, really, really tricky problem of deciding whether he's gonna go to Juilliard or
like some basketball school.
Some basketball school.
Duke.
His compromise is going to Berkeley.
Yeah. Oh my god. Poor little suburban white boy. What is he gonna do? Anyway.
I love that movie. But yeah, so Stefan and Elijah are like, okay, sick. In the meantime, Matt,
they're like sick, they dap each other up
and then they kiss. So Matt and Caroline are like stuck inside the Lockwood house now, like just because Tyler's like running crazy like a little doggy outside.
Yeah, and Matt keeps looking like through the blinds, sort of. It reminded me very much of like The Walking Dead. He's like carrying a rifle and like peeking through the windows, and he's just like, what do we do? Like, are we safe in here? Like that sort of a thing.
Dude, he wants to kill Tyler so bad.
Dude, he literally wants to kill him so bad.
I think he's clued in a lot more than Tyler and Caroline that they're into each other. But yeah, he's really like dying to kill him.
yeah.
He tells Caroline that this whole time that he's been faking, not knowing that she's a vampire and that him and her mom have been conspiring together to try and figure things out.
Ooh, she's like, my mom knows? And she's like, well, what does she say? Like, what is she think about?
She's
the
like,
whole
what
thing.
OMG, what did she say about me?
OMG, what did she say? Did she say anything? Or
okay, I'm totally freaking out.
Basically, Matt gives this like really weird speech where he's like, she says that she hates vampires. She grew up hating vampires and she'll always hate vampires. And it's like very like southern, like old time racist, like way to put that.
It's very
to be like,
real
it's just
eyes.
In our blood, you know what I mean?
It's very real eyes, you know?
Yeah, but that is actually has said. Some depth to it.
It's the deepest thing I know.
Realize.
I want to get that like tramp stamped.
I want to get that tattoo.
Really.
Oh my god. I want to get it like
stamps
under
are
my
coming boob. Back, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah, I think I should get one.
Okay.
Hear me
I
out.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to get delicious. Tramp stamped.
Delicious. I'm gonna get squats. Wait, you know when people have some people's tattoos are like literally so fugly I can't even deal. But you know,
so true, queen.
No, literally some people's tattoos, I'm like, what? That's on your body forever. I'm thinking more along the lines of like people get like a scratch tattooed on them. Like,
oh,
looks like you're like
yeah.
opening up to their ribs.
Yeah.
Like that sort of a thing.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's dark.
Yeah. Well, some people really want to like take it there. They want to go full Tim Burton with their tats.
Yeah, that's so true.
I don't
that's
know
so
what's
true.
Worse, like being someone that like goes that hardcore on your tattoos or being someone that like, it's like it doesn't even mean anything and having them all be like goofy as fuck.
I'd rather have him be like goofy, maybe. I don't know. Listen.
I'm way more on that end of the spectrum. Some of my tattoos, I'm like, this was an interesting choice. Like,
yeah. And like, do what you want. Like, it's your body, your choice. And like, I fully believe that. But there has been times where I've stopped like mid hookup with people and been like, I can't do this because my tattoos are turning off.
What do you mean?
No, I like nothing. Even
have, like a squatsy tattoo that you?
No, just like I'm thinking like something so dumb where they're like, yeah, I have this like Superman tattoo on my arm because like that's my favorite superhero, and I'm like, ew. You're insane. You're a grown man.
So psycho. I knew a couple guys that had their fraternity letters on their
ass. Oh my god.
In college.
Oh my god.
So scary. Can you imagine?
Like, no, like that's, I mean, brotherhood, you know what I mean? But also that's like 4 years. That's like 3.5 years of your life. And now it's on your body for evs.
Repulsive.
And also, what if your frat gets canceled or something?
They all have been.
They will be. And if they haven't been, they will be. It's inevitable. Yeah.
I also.
It's inevitable?
As Vanessa Hudgens once said, the prophet and poetess, once said, it's inevitable. I also, one of my friends hooked up with a guy that had Poe the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh,
Kung Fu Panda on his inner thigh, like right by his nut sack.
That's a choice.
Ask me if I was sent a picture of it.
Were you sent a picture of it?
Was
it like well done or was it kind of janky?
It was hard because in the very corner I could see a little bit of nut sack, so I didn't really take a long look. I just immediately deleted from my inventory, from my file.
Wow. I like really truly
this was a consensual photo that was sent, by the way. The guy was like there and they thought it was funny. It wasn't like
she's like, your tattoo is so cool, my friend Jai would love to see it. And he's like, yeah, send it her.
Kinda. I just don't want people thinking that like I have friends sending me people's nut sacks without their consent. Like, I just don't really want that attached to my reputation.
Yeah, I think you're good on that front. I don't think any woman would ever be like, I just want to see his nut sack. Like, ugh.
No, yeah, there's no way. You have to be a real sicko to want to see a man's nut sack.
Actually. But no, I wish I was the type of person to like tattoos on my own body, but I just change personalities every 6 months, so it's kind of hard to like gauge where I'll be.
That's fair. I definitely want more. They're just really expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel you. I look back on some of them and I'm like, this doesn't need to be here, but
I have a friend who has a tattoo and she was like, I got this when I was 18 and I literally hate it now. Like, I hate, and it's like covers her whole shoulder blade and she's just like,
oh,
literally I hate it. And I was like, see, that's the type of person I would be, where I'd be like, I hate this now.
I'm just gonna get a bunch of tiny ones, and then if I dislike any one of them, it's so much easier to laser them off.
Totally.
You know, versus like, yeah, if you get like a freaking chest piece.
Yeah, don't get any chest piece ever. Like, don't.
Unless you're a dude, then you should definitely get one and call me.
Really? Is that your thing?
I think tattoos are so hot on guys, yeah. As long as they're not like ugly.
I know, I do too. That's the thing. Like, the line is
characters.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it's a fucking Superman tattoo, then I'm out of there.
Yeah. If it's something like sweet, I mean, I don't know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of little hearts.
It's just a bit like sweet than like a mom, like his mom.
Does Andrew have any tattoos?
No, none.
He doesn't strike me as someone that would have tattoos.
Yeah.
You guys are so clean cut.
I just like to keep it clean. I would never put a bumper sticker on this Bentley, right?
How did we get to this point? I have no idea what we were talking about before.
I think we were talking about Matt.
Oh,
I
don't realize. Yeah, okay. Matt.
And I'm like, back.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. And throw it back. A bow. And yeah, Caroline's well, what the fuck? My mom knows. What is she gonna do? And he's like, I don't know. I think she's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
like so unhelpful. But eventually she's trying to like define and their relationship while he's like poking a gun out the window at their friend, like freaking out.
Do not define the relationship when you're in a life-threatening situation and the dude is carrying a gun.
Yeah, she's lucky he didn't shoot her.
He's like, what'd you say, bitch? We're hooking up.
He's like, we're just fucking. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Cox gun.
Cox the gun.
That's literally what the stakes feel like, though. I swear to God.
No, but basically, wait, they do break up here, right?
Yeah, he's basically like, I have a lot going on right now, and you being a vampire feels like kind of a lot of drama. And I kind of just like stay out of it, which
honestly, fair enough, King.
Fair enough. Like, I feel that.
Also, like, she's on to better things with more mythical beings. Exactly. Like Tyler.
They're going to make their own hybrids.
Yeah.
Wow.
So while they're talking, she like hears something outside the front door. And so she opens the door and it's Tyler in human form and he's laying there naked. I just want to see you naked.
I know you want to see me naked.
And she's like, Tyler, take off your fucking jacket. And Tyler takes off his jacket and she like, covers his butt with it.
Obsessed with him lying on the porch butt ass naked.
I'm obsessed like, with the fact that she put Tyler or Matt's jacket just fully over his like cock and balls.
And did a stork deliver him to the house.
Like, literally he's like in a fetal position. Like,
what a fucking pussy.
So she like runs outside and she's like, Tyler, and she's stroking his arm and he's like, Caroline? He's
like, can you get me off of the porch? I'm naked. Like, literally, my wiener is naked, out. Caroline. Wait to stroke me.
Wait, I'm in. It's in actually insane in the membrane that he.
That he goes back to. Wait. We can't just move past what you just said. You tried to play that off as if I wouldn't call you out on saying insane in the membrane.
Some things are insane in the membrane, but it's crazy that he's like comes back to human form and he's just like naked.
Yeah, I think
that's actually rude.
He rips through his like basketball shorts.
That probably. Actually makes so much sense.
Busting out of those basketball shorts every full moon.
Yeah, busting.
Me too.
And me too.
Me too.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
So true. Okay, so that's that. She helps him get inside. Klaus is ready to start the ritual.
Yeah.
And he takes the moonstone and does something witchy to it. I don't really know. Also, Jules, the werewolf, has been like dragged. They have these like three rings of fire, kind of. There's like one where Jenna's in, one where Elena's in, and one where Jules the werewolf is in. So he's gonna like take them down one at a time, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pokemon a little bit. But yeah
it's so very like girl power, like Jenna and Jules and Elena and Greta. Like, it's all girl power.
Right. Klaus, you say what you will about Klaus, but he does have women on his board. Okay.
No, he literally does. He said feminism. He said, I'm a feminist.
Like, literally when, like, giant, like, corporations hire women to be, like, at the forefront. But, like, there's a Klaus in the background and everyone's in, like, a ring of fucking fire.
Yeah. Literally. And he's planning on killing all of them. But he's like, no, but there's women here. Representation. We love you, girlies.
Hey, girl boss.
Girl bosses.
Have you ever thought about working for yourself?
He's okay, so anyway.
Them all LuLaRoe leggings that they won't be able to resell. But he does something spooky with the moonstone, and then he kills Jules, which is a bummer. But we care about her the least, so it's kind of like, whatever.
Yeah. But still shocking, like he had it in him. Like I really thought, I don't know what I thought. I thought someone was gonna save the day. Yeah. So we got one down.
One down.
One woman down, you guys.
One girl boss down. Made since last girl bossing accident, zero. I love
a
that
girl boss. Everyone, a moment of silence for a fallen girl boss.
That's enough. Get back to work. But I love that Klaus wore his best layered necklace for the occasion.
He looks like he just got out of like going surfing.
Yeah, that's how he always looks. It's so funny.
I can't tell if he's hot or not. Like, I feel like his bone structure should make him attractive, but also he's like kind of busted.
It's all very confusing. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Also, Elena, Jenna's sitting in her little circle of fire. Elena's standing, which to me is so sus. Sorry, I just need to talk about this for 2 seconds. Let's say hypothetically that you were involved in a ritual in which you were going to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
And okay. Your relative is going to die. You just watched someone die. Don't you want to take a load off? Like, why is she standing?
Maybe she's anxious, Cheyenne.
So Stefan decides that instead of Jenna dying, he'll take Jenna's place. And Bonnie's like, no, just let me kill Klaus and then I'll die. And it's just like becomes this whole big.
Everyone's a martyr. Like, just let Elena die, honestly.
It's literally so nauseating. Like, it's just one big competition for like who can throw their cooter the hardest at Elena. And I'm over it. Let her die.
Let her die.
God damn it. But I guess they don't want Jenna to die, and that's fair enough. But Stefan's like, no, I'm gonna do it. And Damon gets really mad when he hears about this and does what any self-respecting man would do, and he punches the closest wall. Which, like, okay.
Wait, it's so crazy because I literally was like, yeah, King, like, be mad. Like, I wasn't even mad at him.
That's toxic, but like, yeah, I was like, you punch that wall, baby.
Yeah, I was like,
get it out, honey.
Better the wall than me. You know,
so true. But yeah, I was cracking up at the way that they showed Stefan arriving on the scene to the
oh my god ritual. He like, yeah, it's actually embarrassing, and I don't know why they did him dirty.
It was
like that.
So Twilight.
It was actually so Twilight.
But basically, like, Klaus is walking around and being spooky, and then he just like looks up and is like, oh, nice of you to join us. And the camera like pans up this cliff, and it's just Stefan like looming over the top.
And he looks really short, by the way.
He literally looks like a Polly Pocket.
Yeah, and he's just like, I just want to have a little chat. And Klaus is like, all right, brother. And then he like goes up to the cliff.
And Stefan's like, let me take Jenna's place. Like, you can kill me instead. You need a vampire. I'm a vampire. Let Jenna, like, you know, be free. And Klaus is like, I don't know, I'm kind of into the symmetry of three women.
Yeah, he was like, wait, but are you not a feminist then? Like, I'm confused.
Like, women should have to die too.
Yeah, I mean, it is only fair.
I love that he says, I don't know, like, I kind of like that it's three women right now. Three goddesses is what he
three
says.
Goddesses.
And it's so, I don't know, something about that. I was like, so true.
No, like, I literally was like, yeah, the symmetry is. Yeah, no, I do see the vision. Like, it actually is so, it makes him so weirdly likable that he just like has this like girl power, like girl power team.
Literally, like,
what? Like, literally, like, he was like, a female witch can do it just as good as a male witch,
and three female sacrifices is just as good as three male sacrifices.
Yeah, they can do anything up. Men can do in heels,
including die
for me. But Elena's basically like, Jenna's been a vampire for all of like 37 minutes, yeah. And Elena's like, Elena's like, Jenna, use your powers and you can hear them. And she's like, I literally can't. And she was like, just try, you bitch. Like, she gets so mad at her.
So aggro.
Like, she literally gets, she's like, literally focus. And she's like, okay, like, I'm about to, the stakes are so high.
Jenna's known about all of this shit for 24 hours.
Also. Yeah.
But she uses her vampire, like, powers to hear what Stefan and Klaus are talking about. And she hears Klaus basically be like, no. He's so, like, you know, then, what? I've got the girls and yeah. We're good. We don't need another, like, man's opinion in here.
Yeah. He's like, actually believe women and I'm good. Thanks.
Jenna's all sad that Stefan wants to take her place. Like, bruh, he's lived 160 years and he's dated your niece for like max 1 year.
Yeah, literally.
Let him take your place. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, they've been dating max 1 year. That makes his actions seem actually so psycho.
So psycho, but whatever. Klaus isn't into it. He's like, I'm gonna rock out with the three goddesses down here.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, moving on. Oh, well, he does something weird to Stefan that like puts him in the ground, puts him like on the
ground. He like stabs his like chest to the ground.
He doesn't kill him. He just like immobilizes him kind of. Stefan just has to like
lay there. Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, anyways, like on to Jenna. And he is getting ready to kill her. She makes like a very noble attempt at running. And she kind of like, she's trying to kill Greta, the spooky witch, so that, you know, this can all be for nothing or whatever. And so she goes and like bites Greta. I don't really know why she didn't just run. I guess maybe Klaus would have
just caught her.
But regardless, I mean, she tries to kill Greta. It's a good effort, but he kills Jenna. Are we okay? This like really fucks me up.
No, Cheyenne, I'm
sorry, I didn't prepare you enough. I like just genuinely didn't know what to say.
I am so upset because you know I'm such a Jenna stan. She's like my favorite character in the whole show.
The worst thing they've ever done.
And I thought it was a bit, and I still think it's like, I think she's gonna come back at some point. I really do. Because that is so cruel. But then I did think, like, they've killed so many people without batting an eye. How is Jenna any different? But she's different to me. So, like,
I know.
It's jarring. So, anyway, Jenna's dead. Like, fully dead.
Yeah, she's dead. It's very sad. Anyways. Bonnie, Damon, Jeremy, and Alaric are all chilling in some random cave. They're talking about what's going on. They're like, damn, it really sucks that Elena's going to be turned into a vampire and that Jenna's like maybe going to die if he doesn't let Stefan take his place.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Unky John shows up.
Yeah. Hi, Daddy John.
And is like, you know what? I heard about this thing in a grimoire where you can do this spell on me, and when Elena dies, she won't come back as a vampire. And everyone's like, that's so awesome, let's do it.
Yeah,
it's deceptively simple. And they do a little thingy on him, and they're like, okay, let's hit the road, like, it's time to go. You know, they're like, oh, it's ritual o'clock.
Yeah, time to go to the quarry or whatever.
Time to go to the quarry for the sacrifice of the three goddesses.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Lauren want to come.
Yeah. But Bonnie casts a spell so that Jeremy and Alaric are stuck in the house and they
bored in the house, bored.
Oh my god, remember that? That was like,
I try not early to. Days, I early try quarantine not to.
Days.
Yeah.
She
like traps them in the house, which is pretty rude, but also like, what are they gonna do? You know?
Yeah. So back to the quarry. Klaus is doing these like rituals, and it's so gross because he takes their hearts out of their chest and like squeezes the blood into this
like a fucking goblet. Sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Just thought I would throw that fun little detail.
If we had to see it, you guys have to visualize it. And it's very icky. He moves on to Elena and starts drinking her blood. She really doesn't like, I guess maybe she's used to it because her boyfriend probably sucks the life out of her all the time. But she really doesn't like, it's not really phasing her, and she dies so quick. Probably she like so skinny.
She collapses to the ground.
Very little blood in her tiny little body.
Yeah, exactly. Klaus starts popping his werewussy.
He's throwing it back at Val.
As he starts to transition.
He's literally breaking his back. And Klaus starts like turning into a werewolf. So he's going to become this hybrid because he finally like killed the doppelganger and a vampire.
Yeah, he did all the steps.
He did it all. And Bonnie's entrance is so funny. Bonnie comes in hot, speaking like yelling in Latin with her arms like all out and like witchy and shit.
I hate when the witches do their I'm like, isn't this embarrassing for you?
I know, it literally makes me embarrassed for the actors.
It's like secondhand embarrassment. Like, no, when they sell it too, like they're throwing their pussies into the role, but it looks humiliating.
I know, I feel bad for them, but they're really going crazy on it. So she's like weakening him to the point where he's gonna die because he's like in the transition. This was the plan the whole time. Elijah comes in because he said that like he wants to do the final blow or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he reaches his hand in, and you can imagine he grabs Klaus's heart and he's about to rip it out. Mm-hmm. And Klaus is like, whoa.
He's like, listen with your ears, listen what I'm saying. He says that he actually did not bury the bodies under the sea or whatever. And he's like, I know where the bodies are. And if you kill me, you'll never know where they are. And Elijah like thinks about it for a minute. And then he's like, all right. And he spares Klaus's life.
Oh, Elijah's such a family man.
Elijah's a fucking sellout, dude.
I know. This entire episode is just one bummer after the other. Like, they take so many L's in this episode. The entire squad, and nothing goes according to plan, except, of course, saving Elena's stupid bitch life.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you've tried to plan, you know, going to dinner with six people. Like, you can't. coordinate that sort of a thing.
Hey, have you ever tried going on vacation with five people?
Literally impossible.
I get to a point where I'm like, fine, we'll stay here, we'll just stay right here. Cancel your flight.
We're not going. If you're gonna put up such a fight, we're not going.
Now I just am at the point where I like refuse going. I refuse to go on vacation with more than like three people.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. I feel like in college people were always like, let's like all the 20 of us, me and 25 of my closest friends, we all had a bunch of like an insane number of friends in college. All go to five European countries.
It's like, how?
So I guess Elijah just bailed out. He's like, you know what, I'm actually not gonna come. And now everyone's left to like pay for the Airbnb, like his share. Like all the different tours that they booked. So Damon comes in and like scoops Elena's little lifeless teeny little Polly Pocket body up.
He takes her away from this wretched place.
He takes her where Alaric, Jeremy, and John are. He has to tell Alaric and Jeremy that Jenna died.
Oh my god, it's tough,
dude. Alaric's girlfriend's be dying.
Damn,
the Kardashian purse.
Not his first rodeo with this. That's actually so true. I didn't think about that.
I know, it makes me really sad.
They
have this whole thing where John has written a letter and taken off his ring and told Jeremy to give it to Elena. He walks outside and we realize that in order for the spell to work, for Elena to not be turned into a vampire and to wake up and still be human, he has to die. And it has to be like her father or mother. And since he is her, and because he's her biological father, he can do that. So they give John this like sweet little moment watching the sunrise before he dies, as if anyone gives a flying fuck about his character.
Don't give a care. Like, I'm sorry. So glad he's gone for good, to be honest.
I know, I was sick of his stupid face. So it shows him dying, and right when he dies, Elena wakes up and is human, not a vampire.
She's alive. She's alive, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we live to see another day with Elena. And in the letter, it says that he loves her no matter what. If she's going to stay human or a vampire, and that he, you know, regrets being a shitty dad or whatever. Like, yeah. Whatever, we've heard that a million times.
I don't know, I honestly wasn't paying attention to the letter at all, because all I could focus on was Skinny Love playing in the background.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, so there's a funeral. They do Jenna and John's funerals in the like Gilbert crypt or whatever,
Gilbert plot of like
plot of,
yeah, graves,
graves. And obviously the Birdie cover of Skinny Love is playing, which,
come on, Skinny Love.
Oh my god, the grip that song had on us.
Oh my god,
I probably could still go outside and play it on, like, I could walk out of my room and go play it on my piano right
Obsessed.
Now. I remember being in the choir classroom and every bitch was lined up to play that song and just wail on it on the piano.
Yeah,
it goes so crazy. I'm gonna pop my pussy to that tonight.
It actually goes so crazy, like I couldn't focus on anything that was happening, because I was just like singing
your
along.
Eyes were closed, your head was leaned.
Yeah, I was like playing the ukulele as I was singing.
You all of a sudden are in like this really long flowy dress with your hair in like that milkmaid style.
Yes. Yes, I'm wearing a flower crown.
But anyway, you're holding like some sort of really vintage key for whatever reason. And a gas burning lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elena is getting ready for the funeral while John's like letter, he's like speaking it over the scene or whatever, and over Skinny Love, that Elena is grieving because she has her hair in a low pony and she's wearing a black bodycon dress.
So true.
Why she's is like, she wearing a dress that tight to a funeral?
Yeah, her aunt's funeral. It's so
like
crazy.
She's going to like a sorority,
yeah,
party
mixer.
A mixer. But yeah, that's there's a very sad, everyone's crying, it's a funeral, blah blah blah. And then everyone's kind of walking away, and Stefan is talking to Damon. And Stefan's like, she needs us right now. Like, come on, let's go. She's lost so many people. And yeah. David's like, well, she's going to lose another because Tyler bit me and I'm dying.
Yeah.
Which I honestly forgot about in all of this hoopla.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And Stefan really like shows up for his brother in this moment. And he's sort of like, listen, we found a way to keep Elena alive. There's got to be a way to keep you alive. Like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, where was that pep talk when Rose was dying? They were like, oh, that's really too bad, girl.
They're like, that sucks. There's unfortunately just nothing we can do.
Check out this really cool vision we made for you though of your horsies.
Yeah. But whatever. Then they also say, like, we defs need to kill Klaus. Like, this is becoming a real ish.
They're like, now that people have like died, like named characters, we should probably get rid of him.
Yeah. So yeah,
Klaus sticks around. Thank God.
So
another day.
That's the ep. How insane.
That's the ep. I'm tired. That's a big one.
I'm actually tired. Well, the next time you see us, it'll be the finale.
Oh my god. This went
I'm
by
excited.
So fast.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Should we dress up?
No.
Oh.
I have to go pay attention to my needy whore of a dog.
Yeah, go pay attention to Goose. Love you so much. I will
love
talk you.
Soon. Bye.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.